1 Thessalonians 5. But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that you should be written to. For ye know perfectly well yourselves that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief by night, when they may say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, as travail upon her that is with child, and they shall in no wise escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you as a thief. For all ye are sons of light, and sons of day. We are not of night, nor of darkness. So then, do not let us sleep as the rest do, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep by night, and they that drink, drink by night. But we, being of the day, let us be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as helmet the hope of salvation. Because God has not set us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who has died for us, that whether we may be watching or sleep, we may live together with him. Wherefore encourage one another, and build up each one the other, even as also ye do. But we beg you, brethren, to know those who labor among you, and take the lead among you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to regard them exceedingly in love on account of their work. Be in peace among yourselves. But we exhort you, brethren, admonish the disorderly, comfort the faint-hearted, sustain the weak, be patient towards all. See that no one render to any evil for evil, but pursue always what is good towards one another and towards all. Rejoice always. Pray unceasingly. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus towards you. Quench not the Spirit. Do not lightly esteem prophecies, but prove all things. Hold fast the right. Hold aloof from every form of wickedness. Now the God of peace himself sanctify you wholly, and your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is faithful who calls you, who will also perform it. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. I adjure you by the Lord that the letter be read to all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.